Our next report comes from Hill City. Our reporters are Kaya and Faith.
Hello, this is Kaya.
And this is Faith.
With the phenology report from the Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest during the week of November 4th through November 8th, 2019.
On Hill City School Phenology Trail, we observed all the tree species on the phenology trail are 100% leaf loss, including the buckthorn, whose leaves were still green in color but have all fallen off.
Around the Hill City area, Rye observed a red fox off Highway 169 just north of Hill City. Jack observed blue jay activity.
We have noticed some red beetles in the tech ed classroom, maybe trying to get out of the cold. Noah saw a mouse on the phenology trail that was frozen.
Chara observed flying squirrels feeding at the bird feeder in his yard. Jacob, the legend roper, has been observing increased activity in 16 pigeons living in his barn.
The 10th grade English class saw a large group of what they believe to be juncos flying around the Hill City playground area Wednesday. In a cool coincidence, they are reading The Birds by Daphne du Maurier.
Chicago Logan watched an albino squirrel near the Grand Rapids Fairground. Morrison Brook is about 45% frozen from the edges to open in the middle. It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Nice job, Kaya. Nice job, Faith. All trees are bare, and including the buckthorn leaves are down, and as soon as it lightens up a bit here along the river, I'll maybe be able to see if the buckthorns there are bare as well. Flying squirrels, you know, some people don't even know that they're here, and yet they're fairly active all year round, and especially at night. And a big flock of juncos, I'm not surprised. I've been seeing juncos at my house all through the fall.